Mishum Leshem Sweetest Friends, this year should be a specialist for Abinon Maras Yichu. Inishmas Maras Esther, Beth Shumar, Hans again, and Sadahan was a mere Zev, Vaim Shmotishma, Kol Shem Lokech, Malas, Komsos, Shanochim, Tafkayo, and Sancha, Shem Lokech, Elyoin, Ako Goy, Art, Perko Ches, Posek Aleph. If you listen to the voice of God, Shemotishma, and to guard and to do all of his mitzvahs that I command you today, and God will put you elevated above all the nations of the earth. The Alshech is Omid Al Kefo Lashon Im Shemoya Tishma. What's the extra, the double lashon, the totality, Shemoya Tishma? Shemoya should be enough. He also asks, what does it mean, Im Shemoya Tishma B'kol Hashem? It should have said, V'haya Im Tishmor Lasos. In other words, what's the inyan of just the listening? The Iker is not the listening, this is doing what Hashem says. V'haya Im Tishmor Lasos. What Hashem says. What's in him, Shemoa Tishma? He also asks, what's in Sancha Hashem Elokecha Elyon? What's this my love, being Elyon, above, elevated over the Goy Haaretz? And if we're going to have a Melucha on all the Goyim, how does it say after Adita Hashem Es Oivecha Kamim Alecha? And said, if we're going to be ruling over them, then how are enemies going to be fighting against us? We're obviously not ruling over them. Or Chaim HaKadosh asks, on the pasuk it says, in Sancha, should have said, Yitnecha Hashem. Unisancha is mashma, and it's adding what it says before. So what's it adding? There's something additional. It's apparently two separate things. Not an addition to what was before, but it's two separate things. If you listen to God's voice, then He will make you Al Yonal Kol Goyaretz. What's the Unisancha instead of Yitnecha? And as if it's a hemshech of what it says before. We can add that the brachas start from Pasuk Gimel. Baruch Ata, etc. The mashma that a nisancha is not part of the brachas. So why is nisancha included in Vahaya Shemo Tishma? And that's really included in the Kash of the Rechaim HaKadosh. Because first we have the brachas, and then we have, and if you listen to Hashem, which apparently is not a bracha, because the bracha is only this pasuk aleph, bracha is only start later on pasuk gimel. So what's the inyan of as soon as sancha? It's not part of the bracha. And how does it relate to the vayim shema tishma? Two separate things. You listen to God's voice is one thing. And Yitnecha is another. It should say Yitnecha. God will make you above. It's not an addition. This is like your, seems to be like your schar. So the Vav doesn't necessarily belong. The Vav would be if it's telling you you should listen to God and what else you should do. But this is not telling you what you should do. It's telling you what Hashem is going to do for you. All these brachas are going to come in and catch up with you because you listen to the voice of Hashem your God. So how we have to understand, this is all the kashas of Moreno of Rabbeinu, the Kohen Gadol of David Zatzal. We've been learning through his Torah in the Chumash. It's just Isaac of Enlich, Yotze Mikol, together in modern Spanish, mind-blowing, Pashat mind-blowing. So it says that, I would say literally mind-blowing, but not literally. Baruch Hashem, our mind's not going to blow. The pasuk says, U'ba'olecha kol ha-baruchas ha-v'zivu 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 ha-v'zivu. So you have to understand, it says, Kisishma b'kol ha-v'zivu ha-v'zivu ha-v'zivu. I already says in pasuk al-fim, Shavu ha-v'zivu 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 And then Pasuk Bey says, you're going to get all these brachas. So the brachas are because you're listening to Kol Hashem. So why does that have to say Vayit during the Pasuk Yidishma of Kol Hashem? He already told us that in Pasuk Aleph. The Alshuk is already omen on that kasha. We also have to understand, if Hashem already omen on this, when I'm speaking too fast, you could always put me on half speed. And if I'm speaking too slow, you put me on double speed. Adarab. I feel bad sometimes. I feel like I go too slowly. Once God had aura, there's too much time sometimes in between my words. Sometimes I'm thinking. Any event, put me on a faster speed, so then it goes faster. So the Amorosh are on this, Rabbi Nachal and others. What does it mean? Kol HaBrachos. There's the Pasuk. Invite you of all like a kol brachas. You're going to get all the brachas. Problem says kol brachas aila. Just these brachas. So, no more brachas than the ones that are written. So why the kol? The kol is superfluous. That would have been great. We also have to answer, what's the kol? We also have to understand the Rechaim asked, the Alshach others, the Yokar. Maybe sigucha. It already says, kol brachas ha'ila. They already came. So what's the sigucha? They're going to catch up with you. What's the Alshach asked, the Yokar's Meramis? What is that saga? Saga means to catch up with you. Like a roi deaf and an ear deaf, we see goto. Even if we say a modern Hebrew, we see goto, we caught up with him. What do the brachas have to catch up with us for? What do we mean near deaf from the brachas? We're running towards them, they don't have to be massing us. So, as Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, we go on the Derech HaMeinu Reinu Zatzal, we have our work cut out for us, a whole slew of kashas. So it would appear, based on what the Rambam writes, 9th parable of Shul Achalaf Barichus, Shemeach Shemant Sarah Shemitz Shul Achayelom Habo. Since we know that the manzchor of mitzvahs in olam haba and the nekama that they take from the rhyme oizvei Hashem is olam haba, so what's the inyan of the brachas in this world that we have in the Torah? So the Rambam famously explains Hilchos Teshuvah, 9th perek, the brachas and klalos primarily are to enable us to be zeicher and not zeicher to Elam have the brachas, or to remove the menias, the things that prevent us. In Elam Hazi, you have a bracha, you have food to eat, you have food to eat, and you have a roof over your head. It's a huge bracha that enables you to get Elam Hab. You have a second Torah mitzvahs. Chas Shalom, person gets klalos, that could be my name, I mean, it goes Elam Hab. That could prevent him from getting Olam Haba. Ayin Shem Barichus, also in the Rambam, Malachim 12:4. That's the brachas and the klalos. The brachas are primarily to enable you to live in this world, to get Olam Haba, to have a good life in this world, so you have Olam Haba, you can do things to get Olam Haba, and vice versa. Klalos are the opposite. Chovas Halvav, Shara Kniya writes, the three ofan of Boishesh Lodom and Hashemayim, either schar, when you have no problems with your money, you could just be always thinking, Obedes Hashem. Based on his sayon, that the money is bothering you, it's troubling you. And number three, it's an oynesh. When a person's misasik, b'mamono l'malas tavas liba shukhecha deyaz mitzvah Hashem. So money could be a schar if you know you have money, so you can just be oseik in Torah mitzvahs. You can shut down the business and just go to kollel. Just sit and knack and learning all day long. It could be an isayon, because then the person's not learning, he's busy. Is an investment here, an investment there. So busy, so tired. Or he's Mamali Tivus Libo. He's going to this hotel, that hotel, this vacation, that vacation, this restaurant, that restaurant. Forgets Mitzvah Hashem. That's Mamish and Einish. Einish is not just Yisurin. It's an Onish because now he's not going to get Olam Haba. So imagine that. So then Hashem sending this guy all his money as an Onish. Then he's going to be Yosek in his money, he's not going to have a. He's going to lose his Olam Haba. It's an Onish. The different type of Yisurim. So based on the Rambam, that's the Chavis Al Bavis. Based on the Rambam, we can explain a new parish in the Mishnah, Avos 4:2. And as I had gesagt, that a person should run to a mitzvah kala, and he should be barech man avera. He should run to a mitzvah kala, to a light mitzvah. He should run away from an avera, because one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and avera leads to another avera. Schar mitzvah. Mitzvah, schar avera, avera. So what's the service? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. We already said mitzvah, geres mitzvah. So what's the schar mitzvah, mitzvah? He he. Also, what's the service? Schar avera, avera. We already said avera, geres avera. He he. It's a zelbazach. We also understand why it's totally in have a rutz le mitzvah kalab, mesh mitzvah, geres mitzvah. Huh. Rutz le mitzvah kalab, because you should rutz le mitzvah kalab. We need to come on to the fact that mitzvah gerus mitzvah. And it says, Avarech man avera. Right, so what's pshat? It says, Avarech man mitzvah kala. Avarech man avera. Why? She mitzvah gerus mitzvah. That's why she runs from mitzvah kala. She runs from mitzvah kala because there's two mitzvahs. Avarech man avera doesn't say anything about it being an avera kala. If it's only an Avera Kala, so it's not because Avera Gora is Avera. It's because he's doing an Avera. What's Shah Have Rots? Just say Have Makayim. A lot of kashas on one Mishnah. Meirai v'rabbeisai. V'fit v'reinu of Shalom Akach. Not that it says Mitzvah Gora is Mitzvah, because Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah is referring to the Rambam. That the Schar Mitzvah Na'ilam has is the possibility to be Makayim other mitzvahs, new mitzvahs. And Avera, the Oynash Olam has is that one is Nimna, one is prevented from getting Schar Olam Haba. He's not going to be able to make Kayim Mitzvahs. And that's why it's told in Mitzvah Geras Mitzvah. It's told in Schar Mitzvah, Shishar Mitzvah Mitzvah. One Mitzvah is going to lead you to another Mitzvah. Because that's the Schar of the Mitzvah. The Schar of the Mitzvah is that you can do another Mitzvah. That's the whole vort, that's the Rambam tells us. That's the schar of mitzvahs. Schar of mitzvahs, you can do more mitzvahs. So, since what mitzvah is grar is mitzvah, and therefore the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Since one mitzvah leads to the next, you do a mitzvah, it's going to lead you to the next, and the Mishnah explains, because the schar of a mitzvah, what is the schar? I mean, mitzvah grar is mitzvah. Oh, I did a mitzvah, I get to do another mitzvah. I don't want to do another mitzvah. I did a mitzvah, give me $100. No, got it all wrong. You did a mitzvah, you know what the biggest schar is? You can do nacha mitzvah. You do another mitzvah. So that's the schar of mitzvahs in this world. You can do more mitzvahs. But that's only if you use the schar in Olam HaZal Avodas Hashem. Hashem, if you don't do that, there's no room for this schar. Because mischar Olam HaZal Zelo Tavo Olam Sharei mischar Olam HaZal Zelo Tavo mitzvah. That was a Tolei Rak, Masha Makayim, Mitzvah Smach, Masiv Hashem, Achai, Buzel, Masha Tshukasu, the Mitzvah Hashem. So he has to use the Schar and Olam Hazeh for Avodas Hashem. So what's the Schar and Olam Hazeh? He's going to have a good Olam Hazeh. And therefore he can do more mitzvahs. That's not if he uses it for Olam Hazeh. But let's say he gets Schar in Olam Hazeh and he doesn't do more mitzvahs. He's busy doing other things. So then it's not going to help him. The person has to have a tshuka for Mitzvah Hashem. And therefore, even if he gets Schar in Olam Hazeh, he's going to use it for Avodas Hashem. That's his tshuka. That's his personal need. It's a big yisod and musr. You have to make mitzvahs your personal need. You're not just doing it if God said. Because then you have a conflict between you and Hashem. I want and he wants. No, do it because it's your own personal need to fulfill the will of Hashem. If it's your thing, you're going to do it. You have a tshuva to do it. And if it's not, then either you're not going to do it at all, you're just going to be yotzezayin. And as I said, rotz le mitzvah kala. No, you're not just doing mitzvahs to be yotzei zayin. You're doing it ratzon Hashem, ratzon. If you're ratzon for avodas Hashem, there's no nafkamina between a mitzvah kala and a chamura. They're both ratzon Hashem. They're both avodas Hashem. And there's going to be ritza, because you have a tshuka. As though I have to do it. No, you want to do it. No, I have to do it. No, you want to do it. You know why you should do this? That's why ruts. Because mitzvah grows mitzvah. Because the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. But this schar is only going to be if you run for mitzvahs. If you're the type of guy who runs for mitzvahs, then when you get the schar, what's the schar going to be? The schar is going to be that your stocks are going to go sky high. Oh, you have so much money. And then you're just going to live pretty. And what are you going to do all day? You're going to get up for the 10:30 minyan? Or that you're going to daven at the kotel in your living room? And then hang out in your house and watch Netflix? Has shalom? No. If you're the rutz l'mitzvah kala type guy, so then when you get that schar, you're going to be up at the vesikin minyan, and then you're going to have your quick seder daf yomi before breakfast. You're going to have some pas shachris, and then you're going to do seder rishon, seder sheni, and seder shlishi. That's what you're going to do with your schar. Not everyone's cut out to sit and learn full time. But my point is, you're going to do mitzvahs. You're going to take the money, you're not going to spend it, you're not going to buy yourself. You already have three houses. You're not going to buy number four. You're going to give it to tzedakah. You're going to help people in need. I'm talking about you. Okay, I'm talking in general. I'm saying you, generically. The beratz and mitzvah kala. The beratz, if you're a ratz and mitzvah type, kala type guy, then what's going to happen? You should do that, because mitzvah grows mitzvah. Because one mitzvah is going to lead you to another mitzvah. Because you love mitzvahs. And what's the right of one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah? Because the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, because God's going to make your life better. He's going to give you schar that's going to enable you to do more mitzvahs. But that again, it's only if you're a rutzel mitzvah kala guy. Because you love mitzvahs. You're not just doing them to be yotzei. Doing because you really want to do them. To run away from an avera. It's not shaykh. What do you mean avera kala? Avera kala person is over and runs on Hashem. How can it be an avera kala? You know what's a mitzvah kala? Mitzvah kala is also it's on Hashem. But for this guy, it doesn't matter. He's borech man aver, because his whole havoya, his whole essence is running after Ratzon Hashem. He just wants to fulfill the will of Hashem. So for him, if it's an avera, it's treif legamri. He's not mavchin, a lighter one, a more serious one. He's just borech man aver, and their aver is poison. It says have borech man aver. Why? It's poison. And the Avera is Goreres Avera. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, schar Avera, Avera. Because the person's going to have bad things happening to him, and then he does an Avera, and then he's going to do more Averas. That's why he's going to be Borechman Avera, because he's terrified he's going to do more Averas. He's the type of guy, so he's that's his mindset. His mindset is, he's a rutz l'mitzvah kala guy. He's a rutz l'mitzvah kala. He just any the lightest mitzvah, he just wants to do it. Even when people don't take so seriously. He's not just doing it to be yotzei, it's his own personal need. And he's borech man aveira. Shischar mitzvah mitzvah. Now that when he does one mitzvah, and he's going to want to do it because it's going to lead him to another mitzvah. It's Avera, Avera. He's afraid of the Avera. He's running away from the Avera. He's afraid it's going to lead him to more Averas. Because that's going to be Hashem's going to give him an ias, not to keep the mitzvahs. Mitzvah, Guerreras, Mitzvah, Avera, Guerreras, Avera. Because mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, because you get schar and then you can do more mitzvahs, and aver is vice versa. So again, I'm not the one thing I'm not clear on is the first of all, schar aver, if anything, schar aver aver, what's a schar? But also, say we said in the Beis Nachovas Levavos before, the schar and aver looks like schar, because Hashem's giving you, Hashem's giving a person a lot of money, and he's going to use it for the wrong things. Why by an aver, it's not an aver kala? It's not mavchin, it doesn't distinguish. All averes are bad. It's the same thing about mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are good. It's not mavchin. It doesn't distinguish. I don't know. Upon him, obviously, worlds have been set on this mission. And it emerges according to this that it's true, schar is fa'amaleka, there's no schar mitzvah in this world. Because the Chara is Ruchni, and there's not enough. Like Deshel talks about in Ruchtam Eliyahu. And all the Gashmis in this world, is not enough to pay you off for your... all the Gashmis in this world, is not enough to pay you for your mitzvah. But the Chara Nolam has is Echetimsi for Ruchnis. It means to for the Ruchnis. And in such a case, there is a schar nolam hazeh. Meditus says, "Rebelecha kol abrachas." Meditus says, "Kol." It's true; it's not shaykh brachas and olam hazeh, it's schar olam mitzvahs. But brachas that are together, kol abrachas, and it's the height of brachas, the zenith of brachas. What's the zenith of brachas? That you're going to be able to do more mitzvahs, because you're going to be able to, and that's going to lead you to shlem schar olam haba. These brachas are all the brachas, because they're going to lead you to olam haba. To enable you to serve Hashem. These brachas are going to come to you. Right? It says, call our brachas, the zenith, the piskat brachot. Piskat brachot. And on that it says, visigucha. And they're going to catch up with you. Yitzishma will call Hashem lekecha. That was the reason that the brachas are going to be massing you. They're going to catch up with the Olam Hazeh. Even though schar mitzvah b'hayam aleka. And therefore, Baal Korchenu, so apparently the schar is only going to be in Olam Haba. Schar mitzvah hamaleka, like the Rambam noted. And that it says, v'sigucha ki tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha. Like the Rambam says, that through these brachas, his lev is going to be panui, the kol Hashem. He can be able to hear God's word. So how is it possible to get schar in this world? It says, u'ba'olecha kol ha-brachas. The brachas are going to come. But how are they going to come? Schar mitzvah b'hayam aleka. Schar mitzvah b'hayam aleka. The answer is they're going to catch up with you, because they're going to enable you to serve Hashem. Learn His Torah, and thereby these things are ruchni. As you use the schar for kol Hashem, and therefore they together schar ruchni, and therefore they could be schar mitzvah olam hazeh. And it turns out that what it says kisishma is a reason, not a matzah, which you already said in pasuk aleph. What did it say in pasuk aleph? In pasuk aleph, we asked. It already says in Pasuk Aleph. They're listening to the voice of God. That's a matzav. In a matzav, you listen to the voice of God. Keep all of his mitzvahs that I'm commanding you today. And then Pasuk Bey, skipping a little bit, Pasuk Bey, Zubo Lecha Kol HaBrachas Eila. and the brachas are going to come to you. But how are they going to reach you in Olam Hazeh? How are all these brachas? What do you say, all the brachas? Siyah brachas. You're going to be able to you're going to be able to serve Hashem. That's the height of the brachas. How are they going to get you? How are they going to be hisigucha? How are they going to catch up to you? There's no shaykhs in this world for such brachas. You know how? Kisishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. Because they're going to enable you to listen to the voice of God. That's how they're going to be massing you. It's hard for them to be massing you. Because yeah, you're going to get all these brachas. Siya brachas. You're going to have mamish, a beautiful life that you can serve Hashem. But how's that shaykh? How's the shaykh that's going to be massing you? In this world, there's no room for all the ruchnias of the world, all the gashmis in the world can't be a schar for a mitzvah. How's it going to be visigucha? And the answer is kitishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha, because it turns into ruchnias, because it enables you to listen to the voice of God. So in pasuk aleph, it's a matzav of if you listen to the voice of Hashem, etc. Moshe Hashem Elokecha kol gayaretz. And pasuk bay says to you, it tells you, u'bolach kol habrachas. You can have all of these brachas, but it's the siyah brachas because they enable you to get olam haba. Then we're bothered. How does it catch up to you in this world? Schar mitzvah ha'amalaka. How is it v'sigucha? So you're right, you're getting all these amazing brachas. But how does that work? How do they catch up to you in this world? This world can't contain them. Schar for a mitzvah? That's what the word v'sigucha is merames, that this world is. It has to catch up with you, because this world isn't shy to such things. The answer is, how's it going to catch up to you? How's it going to reach you? How's it going to reach you? And the answer is, because it enables you to listen to the voice of Hashem. It enables you to turn gashmis into ruchnias. It enables you to use all the blessings God gave you to serve Him. And that's how it gets you, even in Olam Hazeh. So it's an incredible mahalach, answering the kashis in the Mishnah, and the kashis in the pasuk that we asked. ולפי זה נראה, לבאר מה שכתוב בפסוק א', מה זה עם פסוק א'? זה עם פסוק א', והם שמוע תשמעו כל השם הלכך, ולשמוע לעשות כל המצווה יצא, השם הלכים יצא בך היום, ולשמוע כל השם הלכך על יום כל הארץ. So since, as we said, based on the Rambam, יסוד השכר המבור בפרשה, הוא רק כדי לזכות בוי לחי העולם הבא, על ידי הוספה בידיעת השם, since we explained based on the Rambam, the foundation of Schar that we see in the parasha is only in order to be Zeichel Chayilam Habo, because then you get to know God better, you get to mitzvahs. And we saw in explaining the Mishnah Novus that the room for this Schar is only in a case, not only that you're Mekayim and you're not over mitzvahs Hashem Achim Usach Reich Vayira, because then you're just being Yotzisai. So you're not necessarily going to use the schar to get more, to do more, because you just want to be yotze. And then it's just going to be schar gashmi. If you don't use it for the right things, it's going to be schar gashmi. And the only way the schar is going to come is if it's a kli for chai olam haba. So now we can understand gevaldik, akdama, the pasuk. Vayim shmo tishma b'keful. Shlo rak tishma kedei ladas ma'lasos. You're not only listening in order to know what to do, but you're going to be in a matzav of ratzon l'tosefes shel tishma. I want to hear more. I want to hear more. I want to do better. I just want to have more das Hashem. And that's what it says, b'kol Hashem elokecha. It's not enough vayim tishma l'asos. Just say tishma l'asos. What do you have to have? B'kol Hashem Elokecha. A tishmor lasis is kim dvar Hashem. That's tishmor lasis. But shemoya tishma is that extra shmiya. Vayim shemoya tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha. That's a rotten, that's a she'ifa l'kol Hashem. You want to know, what does he want? You want to be davik b'mitzvayisiv. Sher nochim mitzav chayom. Atarish ni yom ayde moishi shem b'kvul aliyah. And you want this aliyah. Vayim shemoya tishma, then you're going to have the schar that shayach to olam haba. And then you're going to get to what it says in Pasuk Beis. Then you're going to get the pizgata bracha. Then you're going to get the height of brachas. You're going to be able to get the schar and olam hazeh, in order that you can serve Hashem and be merit olam haba. But again, it's all told in pasuk aleph. Vayim shemoa tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha. You want to hear more and more and more. It's not just enough to say that if you are shomer lasis. No, shomer lasis is very good. You want to do his mitzvahs. Great. But you don't just want it, you want more. It's Shemua Tishma. You want to hear more and more and more and more and more and more. Lishmar Lassus. All the mitzvahs that I command you today. You should have the frishkeit, the chiyus that was given today. As Chazal tells us. Other contexts. And then you're going to get what it says in Pasuk Beis, Uvolecha Kol HaBracha Seila. Visigucha. And on that, the Pasuk adds, again, more Pasuk Aleph. When his son, Hashem, Lekecha, Elyon, Kol Goy Yaretz. So we thought it was a bracha, but the Rechaim tells us it's not a bracha. Remember, bracha starts Pasuk Gimel. So it's in his son, Hashem, Lekecha, Elyon, Kol Goy Yaretz. The kviya, ha-matzav zeh, she-nemar b'reshe shel ha-pasuk. Vayim shemo tishma. Ne'emar zeh, she-matzav zeh, shel heyotam dveikim b'Hashem. וברוחניות שלא כגויי הארץ הדבקים בחומר, ומצב שבו הוא נתנך השם אלוקיך עליון על כל גויי הארץ, מחמת מעלתכם, בהיותכם דבוקים בו יתברך. It's establishing this situation that it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayim Shemot Tishma. And it says this matzav of being דבק בשם וברוחניות שלא כגויי הארץ אלא דבק בחומר, is a matzav where הוא נשא לך השם אלוקיך עליון על כל גויי הארץ. God's making you elevated over the nations of the land because you have this Maila, that you're Davik B'Hashem. Like we see earlier, 26:18-19, we're special for Hashem. And that makes us Elyon HaKol HaGoyim to Hashem HaTiferes. This Dveikus, this is the Tehillah Hashem HaTiferes, this is glorious. That's what it's saying over here as well. Same idea. It's not part of the bracha. This is the matzah that they're in. In other words, like Pasuk Aleph says, "Vayim shemot tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha." We have this shmiya, mamish shomei, and we want to hear more. Double, double, double. Keep hearing more and more and more. In order to do all of the mitzvahs that I command you today, and is an ooh. Because this is connected to the first part of the pasuk. Because this means that we're in a matzav and a sanashon makel chayyam kol haaretz. We're higher than nations. Because we just want to do more of the will of God. Not just looking to be yotze. And some people, that's their attitude towards the avodas Hashem. Like somebody once put it. Section 13 mitzvah, section 13 problems. Someone wrote a sefer I got from my bar mitzvah. It's an amazing sefer. The only thing I don't like about the sefer is the title. Called Eretz Yisrael or Bayo Town. Or Bayo Sel. Arizona's problems. Somebody's bothering me. What? Problems? Eretz Yisrael is not a problem. Great sefer. I didn't get so many sfarim from my bar mitzvah. That was one of them I got. So, great sefer. But Bayo Sel is not a problem. Eretz Yisrael is not a problem. Mitzvahs aren't a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem we're trying to get around. It's awesome. When Yisrael Chashem got Elion, we're higher. We're higher. We're Davik B'Hashem. We want to hear more. We want more mitzvahs. But there are no more mitzvahs. How about some people came out a new halacha sefer, halachas brachas, 9,000 pages, 9,000 pages on one siman in Shulchan Aruch. That's where we're coming to now. So, oh, great! Another diuk, another connection in the Shulchan Aruch that I can be makayim Ratzon Hashem. I want to know Ratzon Hashem. That's what halacha is.
Lelechet.
Halicha Soila. Had to be Halicha Soila Halachas. That's what gives you Olam Haba, because you're walking with God forever. I want to know what the Ratzon of Hashem is. I'm not just trying to be Yotze. Therefore, it's taka, not part of the Bracha. It's your Matzav. You're in this Matzav where you just want to hear more. You're so Davik Hashem. And then all these brachas are going to come that it says Vayitir and Pasuk Gimel. Why? That it's going to enable you to be Shomei Abakol Hashem. So they can do more and more mitzvahs. Very from. The Torah is very firm. It's an interesting thing. It's always it's firm. It's right wing. This, that. The Torah is also right wing. Same what they call today, right wing. Firm. So it's Erlich. It's better to say Erlich than firm. They say, a galach is for, you know. Sometimes a person forgets in Meirov that he's a Davik Bashem, he forgets the other people in the world. It's also asur to do. But it's Meiridik, that's the goal. The goal is to do mitzvahs, you can do more mitzvahs. Why to get Olam Haba? Why? Not for my ego, not for my pleasure, not because I want to spend the rest of eternity in a 5-star hotel, 5-star plus hotel. But for one reason, because that's what Ratzon Hashem is. Which Ratzon Hashem is to give me schar. So I'm going to do what I can to give him his Ratzon. It's like when I visit my bubby, she wants me. I don't have a bubby, unfortunately. My bubby was nifter. That's 60 years ago. But both of them. But in theory, if I would have a bubby, I'd go to my bubby and it's just to eat. I go to my mother, and mother's a bubby. Not mine, but her grandchildren's bubby. So eat. So you're doing the bubby a favor when you eat. You notice that, brother? Anytime I go into a Jewish house, the lady of the house, just eat. She wants you to eat. She feels much better if you eat. She wants you to have that pleasure. Her pleasure is your pleasure. It's an amazing thing. Mikam Chi Yisrael, who is like a Jewish woman? Eishes Chayil, Eishes Chayil is about every Jewish wife. That's the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And that's the way Hashem is, Havdil. Hashem just wants us to have this schar. Hashem also wants us to eat forever. Hashem wants us to have this great meal. Lev Yosin. He wants it to be terrific for us, but we have to earn it. We keep mitzvahs, and we enable ourselves to have a life that we can earn more and more and more. We're free. We're not busy all day doing other stuff. All right, Rabbi Yisai, this is just the first leg of our journey. It's a long, long journey. Super exciting. So please stay tuned, and we are going to see more neflos mitaras Hashem. It's going to be gevaldik. We're going to move on. We already explained the be'er heitev, psukim aleph and beis, and we're going to jump to pasuk tesvav. And we're going to see the flows there. Lots of vav. We're going to see the flows. So please stay with me. Shkach, thank you so much for listening. God should give us life, health, everything we need, the financial means to be able to go weiter and learn this parasha. Simcha. Shkach, thank you so much for listening.